This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by former major leaguer and major league manager Butch Hobson. Butch, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jesse. I just took a few days to come up here. I had never seen my boy play professionally, and I've heard wonderful things about Lansing and the ballpark and the fan support. And we won the first half, and ownership was real good about letting me get away and take a few days to come up here and spend some time with you.
When was the last game you saw KC playing?
Probably the championship for the Valley Championship his senior year.
Boy.
Because I haven't got a chance to see him, of course, in the extended or Gulf Coast League or anything like that. So this is last night. Yesterday's my first game to see him since then.
How was it?
It was great. A little, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but a little bit different sitting in the stands as opposed to sitting in the dugout. Because I think I maybe have done that one time in my life, sitting in the stands and watching a professional game. So that was a little bit different. But it was great, a good win for the Lugnuts, and very well, Nolan pitched great, and then the bullpen came in and did their thing and got some needed runs when you needed them.
When he was drafted out of Bakersfield High School, did you and him talk about maybe college or should he go to the pros?
Well, it was going to be his decision, and we got to make sure that we say Stockdale High School because Stockdale and Bakersfield are big. It was a decision that Casey's grew up at the ballpark, just like Mike's boys were here today. Have been here for a couple of months at the ballpark every day, and it's something that he's had a dream that he wanted to do. I think if he'd have been drafted as a pitcher, he would have definitely went to college because he didn't want to pitch. But it was nice that he had that. I knew the assistant coach there, Matt Deggs, and got a chance to be around their head coach. His name skips me right now. I'm sorry about that, but he was very impressed with the school, but it was something that he said, Dad, I want to play, and I want to start now. That's your decision, son. If that's what you want, I'm behind you 100%. And I know he wasn't too young not to be able to handle a lot of the things that these young men have to handle, the offers and the tough times and the long seasons and the travel and stuff. He's been on buses with me, he's went on road trips with me, so he has a pretty good understanding of that. But it's what he wanted to do, and his mom and I were both behind that 100%.
We have Leon Durham's son Lance with mm-hmm. the team. Mike Redmond's brought his sons around. They're being bat boys and enjoying themselves. And you had Casey around. What did that mean to have your boy around the ball club? What did that do for him?
Well, I think now my wife wasn't happy with some of the things, like some of the meetings I had in certain points when he was in there and some of the things that are said. But, he had a chance to be in Fenway and be at the ballpark in Fenway with me. And I think, just being able to experience that part of what goes on at the professional level is in their mind. And the older they get, the more they have an understanding. Casey, when he was in high school, knew a lot of we'd talk about in the offseason the player moves that I would do and trying to fill my team in the Atlantic League, and they have a pretty good understanding about what happens in organizations. And we're just thrilled that he's with the Blue Jays, and he's here playing for a very good manager and a very good teacher, which is what we are at this level, and we can be happier.
On the subject of managers, we have Delino DeShields in the Dayton dugout, former major leaguer. We have Mike Redmond in the Lugnuts dugout, former major leaguer. And we have you. You played in the major leagues, then you managed. Why did you want to go into coaching and teaching?
Well, my dad was a high school football coach for 30 years. He played football and baseball at Alabama also. And I knew that I wanted to coach or teach either in football or baseball because I had the opportunity to play football there at Alabama also. So, and then I played for a tremendous coach in Bear Bryant and learned a lot about, motivation, learned a lot about, personalities and dealing with different personalities in different ways. And I knew that I wanted to stay in the game of baseball because I love it. It's my 39th year. Maybe one more year on the field after that, and I'm trying to help the organization with some young managers coming up. That we just hired Gary Gaetti to manage our team in Sugar Land, and my hitting coach Lance Burkhardt is being groomed you know, as we speak, to take over for me possibly or somewhere else with one of ODP's teams. So, you know, I love the game. I can't imagine myself not on the field, but I also got to recognize that I just turned 60 and, you know, I've still got a young son at home and a little girl at home that, you know, I try not to miss. I think independent ball afforded me to be able to stay at home longer and watch KC play and stay at home longer and watch Hank play and, you know, and be somewhat instrumental in their growing up in the game. Of course, Hank playing football, not baseball. it's the game's been very good to me, and I like teaching. I like learning. Try to learn something. You know, listen to JT and some of the early work he was doing. I want to learn something new about hitting every day. I want to learn something new about the game every day. And if I ever get to that point, then I figure it's probably time for me to just go fishing.
Makes sense. Speaking with Butch Hobson. Butch, let's track a little bit about your voyage. You're now with the Lancaster Barnstormers, and well, you've done barnstorming yourself. You've traveled about, and right now in the Independent Atlantic League. What's brought you there?
Well, in 99, I went going back to the Red Sox. I scouted in 97 and 98. I did a little bird dog scouting for them, or special assignment scouting, I guess is the term. And I managed, they wanted me to be back on the field. I went to Sarasota. I managed the Sarasota team. During the offseason, they had not made up their mind whether they wanted me to go to Trenton. Of course, Trenton was a double-A club at that point in time. And, you know, I had heard we were living in Vermont. We had moved to Vermont, and I heard that there was a job opening in the Atlantic League in Nashua, New Hampshire. Did a lot of homework on the Atlantic League. Of course, it was only 2 years old at that point in time. I knew Joe Klein, who's a baseball guy, and I knew he was going to do some really good things. And went down and met with ownership, and you know, they said, you know, we're in spring training 20 days. The season's still 140 games, but we start a little later. We finish a little later, so I'm still going to have that opportunity to be at home a little bit more than with the organization. And you know, it was something that, you know, I really knew in the Atlantic League as the American Association, Can-Am League, all the independent leagues, you know, you got to put your own team together. And I wanted to have that opportunity to do that and see if I was good at it. And since that point in time, I've been very happy there. I'm very happy in the Atlantic League. We did leave the Atlantic League a couple of years in Nashville and went to the Can-Am League. And after the 07 season, you know, ODP called and had an opportunity to start. You know, I got a chance to start a brand new team in Southern Maryland, and I think we did something really good there. Was able to pass that on to Patrick Osborne, who played for me, and he's going to be a very, very good manager. And he's done a hell of a job this year. And I'm trying to do the same thing with Lance. And so, really a firm believer. You know, we have one of the Blue Jay farmhands that played here, Adam Calderon, is playing for me now. And a number of the guys that are with the Barnstormers this year have come up through the Midwest League. You know, wasn't my opening day pitcher, my second game pitcher, Jerome Williams, just got a win or pitched seven innings and six hits, no walks for Anaheim yesterday.
Former Giant.
Yeah, and we're fortunate that we have guys like that. And, you know, we're in the business of getting players back. Yeah, you know, I mean, we sell them, but it's a minimal. We try to recoup some expense, so it's minimal. But we want to make sure that when they come to the Atlantic League, they know that we are working to get them back to organizations. We've sent, this year we've lost 11 players back to organizations. We lose guys to Taiwan, which we haven't. All our guys have gone back to organizations this year. But our league is anywhere from an average of 65, 70 players back to organizations every year. And it's, you know, it's good for, you know, players 25, 26, AA, a little time in AAA, that organizations say, okay, we've got somebody else. We're going to let you go on. And they can't get a job or a guy rehabbed, and you know, how they get rehabs and they get cleared and then they're let go, come to our league and show organizations that they're healthy. And I'm a firm believer in it. And it's been a process of being able to, you know, put a team together that I was just had a chance to be up in the clubhouse with KC and you know, knowing that it's a fun day. You like to come to the ballpark when you have that kind of togetherness and what I saw in the clubhouse. You know, they talk about chemistry. It's a big deal. And I'm not always right, you know, but I don't put up with too many excuse my language on the radio, turds. I don't put up with too many of those guys. And but being able to put that team together and watch them work together and get a chance to be in the playoffs is a pretty special thing.
And that's the thread, right? That whether you're an affiliated ball or independent ball, that clubhouse chemistry, that's what means everything.
It's very important. It's not, I wouldn't say the key ingredient, but it's you know, I've always believed that, you know, you develop a family atmosphere, and that includes, you know, you being a part of it, and the front office staff being a part of because we're all in this together. You know, yeah, we need to put people in seats, and it's definitely an independent ball, very important, and as it is in affiliated baseball, but it's having that good chemistry and that good clubhouse is very important. And then after that, I mean, I had a chance at Sparky Anderson's last year managing. I was managing Boston, and, you know, he told me, we're sitting in the stands watching batting practice. He said, let me tell you something, Hobson. You're only as good as them horses you put on the field. And there's just a lot to be said with that. You know, you can learn how to use a pitching staff and keep yourself in ball games, but, you know, you got to have them horses that can go out and produce every day. And sometimes in independent ball, we get those guys that maybe haven't hit their potential, and maybe something that I can say or my hitting coach can say can make a difference. So I get a lot of pleasure. It makes my job tougher when we lose players, but I get a lot of pleasure in sending guys back. Seeing Jerome pitch yesterday, you know, and not seeing him pitch, but watching it on ESPN and knowing that, you know, here was a guy that didn't have a job. He came to me and was 6-0 with us, and he's back in the big leagues. That's a pretty special thing.
Now, you've got the scouts for major league teams who will come scout your team, Lancaster, and throughout the Atlantic League. But do you ever make a call and say to someone, look, this guy's ready?
I do that. You know, I watch the stands of batting practice. If there's a scout there, I go to him, I call him down and say, what are you looking for? I go over my whole roster, you know, who's pitching well, who's not, you know, why is he not pitching well, who's swinging well, who's not, you know, how's this guy's arm? You know, he had surgery 2 years ago. So I make sure that they know what's going on. And then if they say we're looking for a couple of starters, if I don't have that guy that I think can help, I give him names of other guys in our league. So, but, yeah, there's been a couple of situations this year where I've made some calls to people I know, so this guy doesn't need to be in this league. He really needs to be. Now, it may not happen in 2 weeks. It may not happen in a month. But a month and a half, they have that need at AA or AAA, and they call Joe Klein, and they work out the deal. And in our league, it's up to the player. The player does not have to take the assignment. It's not, we don't sell a player and he's got to go. They work out the terms of the agreement, and then the player talks to the organization. The organization says, we want you to start in AA with a chance to go to AAA. And if the player is good with that, feels good about that, then they accept the assignment. But we don't force anybody to do that, you know. It's up to them.
Butch Hobson, Major League player, Major League manager, current manager of the Lancaster Barnstormers, and proud father of Lugnuts first baseman Casey Hobson. Butch, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesse. I really enjoy listening to you when I get a chance.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.